Good afternoon. A warm and humid day underway across interior New York and New England. That weak cold front that slid our way from the north yesterday remains in place. As a result, we will see some scattered clouds mixing with sunshine, but not enough lift with this front to produce much in the way of shower activity, perhaps one or two over the higher terrain, but that's about it. Otherwise, with that sunshine, we'll see temperatures climbing into the upper 80s, even some places touching the 90-degree mark with high humidity throughout the afternoon. In fact, into the night tonight, partly cloudy skies and muggy with lows around 70. As we head towards sunrise tomorrow morning, that front will begin to move from south to north through the region and touch off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the Mohawk Valley, Adirondacks, and Champlain Valley, which will last into the morning commute. As we get into the daylight hours on Friday, hazy sun and clouds, and temperatures will climb into the middle 80s with increased humidity. At the same time, a wave of low pressure will track our way from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, and showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous through the afternoon. It looks like some of these storms could pack a punch with strong gusty winds and frequent lightning, also torrential downpours, which could produce localized flash flooding on Friday afternoon and into the evening hours. It looks unsettled into Friday night. In fact, a few showers may linger into Saturday morning, then will dry things out from west to east across the region on Saturday afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. A pleasant area of high pressure will build in for the second half of the weekend and into the early part of next week, with mostly sunny skies on Sunday and Monday and low humidity, highs both days near 80. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the next system approaching on Tuesday in the lower 80s and the next chance of showers and storms Tuesday night and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front is currently stretching from the southern plains into the Great Lakes. Warm, moist air is being pumped northward from the Gulf of Mexico toward the front, especially across the southern plains and lower and mid Mississippi Valley. This is resulting in an unstable atmosphere capable of producing strong storms and excessive rainfall. The Weather Prediction Center has outlined two areas as being in a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. One, near the lower Great Lakes, and the other in the mid-Mississippi Valley, westbound into the southern lower plains. The Storm Prediction Center has also placed these same regions in a marginal risk for severe weather development. Meanwhile, the west is being impacted by fire weather concerns, and monsoonal moisture is currently making its way into the southwest. However, as this moisture surges northward across the west, a very dry surface layer will likely prevent any rainfall from hitting the ground. Furthermore, it'll likely result in dry thunderstorms, with lightning potentially sparking new wildfires. Air quality alerts are also encompassing large portions of the western United States as ongoing wildfires continue to infuse the air with copious amounts of smoke. Much of Washington, Oregon, northern Idaho, and western Montana, as well as a portion of central California, are included in an air quality alert. An air quality alert for blowing dust has also been issued near and around Phoenix through the day on Thursday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny with a shower or storm in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo, scattered showers and storms and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1936, and the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 13 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds with a scattered shower or storm tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and humid today with highs around 90. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds, humid today, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid today, with highs in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms likely, some on the stronger side, mid-80s. Showers left over Saturday morning, then increasing sunshine, lower 80s. Mostly sunny with low humidity Sunday and Monday, highs both days near 80. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Tuesday in the lower 80s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and highs around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.